Welcome to Reflections Take a Minute Season 6 Episode 5. For today's episode, we'll be taking life lessons from Prophet Suleiman alayhi salam. The story about his life, leadership, wisdom and knowledge is one that as Muslims we should be very familiar with, and there are plenty of lessons for us to draw from. However, for this particular episode, I want to focus on how very closely Prophet Suleiman alayhi salam paid attention not just to the rights of human beings he was a ruler over, but even that of animals. If you're familiar with the story of Prophet Suleiman alayhi salam, you would remember that Almighty Allah gifted him the ability to hear and speak with animals. And there was a time when he was passing through a town with his convoy and his army, and he heard an ant call out to her colony in a warning, telling them to stay clear of the path, as it is possible that the Prophet's army might crush them. And when Prophet Suleiman alayhi salam heard the call out, he first of all thanked Almighty Allah for the gift of being able to hear what the ant said, and promptly he changed his route so as not to crush the ants. Now, look at the humility and beautiful kindness exhibited there by Prophet Suleiman alayhi salam. I mean, he was a ruler, he was the wealthiest man at the time. For some people in this age and time, they could have easily ignored it and be like, yes, I'm the owner of this knife, I crush you. But no, he humbled himself enough to respect the rights of animals. Think about it, the wealthiest man at the time compared to an ant. But still, he displayed humility and kindness. And as a Muslim, you should be very, very careful not to be unkind to animals, no matter how small they are. If you have pets, feed them on time. And if you want to kill animals for their meat, make sure you do it in the way that has been recommended in Islam. Our dua prompt today is going to be from Surah Al-Arafah, Ayah 155 and 156. And it reads, "You are our protector, so forgive us and have mercy upon us. You are the best of the forgivers. And decree for us in this world that which is good, and also in the hereafter. Indeed, we have turned back to you. Ameen." May Almighty Allah continue to make our hearts soft and make us be people who show mercy unto others and even unto the people that we have power over, like animals. May Almighty Allah continue to protect us and make this Ramadan one of our best ones yet. Thanks for listening and have yourself a fantastic iftar!